from the Director, Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, submitting an informational report providing an update on the inline baggage system at General Mitchell International Airport. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, you may have noticed in your walks through the airport, the large building is under construction. Here is the conference rooms that we often meet in this area right here. And then you look out and you see this inline baggage building. It is 60% complete. And this will be replacing the pods that are in front of the ticket counters, which have just totally trumped the purpose of that space with those seven TSA SUVs that are out there to screen baggage. And instead, we will be going to behind in the back of the house to do that. And at the end of the project, there's funding to restore the ticket counter building back with replace the carpets underneath and reconfigure some of the ticket counters that were taken out. But you can see this is the baggage makeup area here where the airlines do their bags. But this is the building here, and you can see the four or five replacement machines that will be in sequence of each other. So that's why we get economies of scale with the new program. Let me just show you some pictures. Again, here is the matrix. And what happens is the bags will come in from the different airlines, and they'll go through the screening machines here. And then based on that, they'll either be sent back to the airline to be put on the airplane, or they'll be sent for secondary screening, or they'll be sent for manual screening based on what is determined by the TSA. And, of course, in the worst case, they could take it but most of them will secondary screening and then manual screening to make sure there's no inappropriate item there. So that's the way it's going to work. Here are some photographs of the interior. You can see it's going to be a quite a little complex of conveyors that are being installed now. Building is finished. The conveyors are being installed. The TSA screening machines are not quite in yet. They'll be located in this area here.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Supervisor.
Just a question for the director. Is there any change in the technology? Obviously, there's change in the back-end technology, but any change in the technology on how the bags are tracked and whatnot? Do you use RFID?
Yes,
or?
It will be RFID. That's exactly right. Radio frequency identification. There'll be a laser reading of the bag tag after it goes through screening to direct it back to the correct carousel. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that will work because they all go to this one matrix, but then they have to go back to the correct carousel with an RFID. As far as technology and the screening, that's a continuously improving technology and from what it was 10 years ago. So they're getting better and better on that. And so that's why we're able to get more bags done per hour, if you will. And this is the maintenance and central control room that we'll be utilizing. Obviously, it's going to be a complex system that has to be maintained continuously. A lot of PM will be done on this, too. Obviously, it's critically important to the airlines that when this turns on at 5 a.m., it operate correctly. Mm-hmm. So I would invite any of you all to come out and do a walkthrough, you know, at some point. We can show you hands-on what this is going to look like.
Then, given the size of the capital investment, what's the change in terms of is it expected to reduce the operations costs or just – more attractive?
Well, no, actually, there is a significant, I'd say about a 30% reduction in TSA staff that will be required because they go from that somewhat intensive seven-pod operation, yeah, you know, with lots of manual labor involved in that, to a very automated facility. And they'll actually be, you'll have people in the manual inspection area, and you have people in the on-screen resolution room too, but it's much, much more labor efficient.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right, Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was just curious, what happens to the older machines that we were using in those?
They go away. They belong to TSA, and they ship them off to some.
Okay, and that's federally?
It's all federal, right. Okay. We're getting all new machines for here.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, look at this. I can't help but think of an ant farm for Big Cities. Mm-hmm. It's just so complex. So, you know, if a constituent of mine was looking at this and just kind of amazed, what kind of assurances do we have that we're not going to lose more bags?
Well, I'm very confident in the people that we've hired to design this. They've been around this barn many times, and we're getting a system that's really got 10 years of what went right and what went wrong at other airports. And so I think that, you know, it's going to be a good system. The engineers have been outstanding and have had a good track record. But, you know, clearly it is still going to be monitored very carefully for those hiccups that are going to occur whenever you have this type of operation. And there'll be tweaks that'll have to occur, you know, if there's some area that's not working just right. It is complex. It is.
I have no further questions.
So, Dr. Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would the good director give me a general overview, please, of the timeline? When did construction begin, and when is it expected to end?
We've been under construction for about 9 months, and we expect it to end this fall. Then TSA takes it and has to certify it. So we'll be operating two systems for a while they certify the system, and that will take probably 6 months for them to go that way. So it will not be until winter spring of 14, that we will be removing the old machines from the ticket counter building. Obviously, we're going to hope earlier, but that would be the latest.
And one more question, Mr. Chairman. Could I give the committee, please, a very general breakdown of the capital funding that went into this? Report says partially TSA, partially the passenger facility charges. And also, could you tell us that, how much comes, say, from the local taxpayer?
The project is about $33 million, and TSA paid approximately 50% of it. Okay, there was a very big matrix of what was determined to be eligible for TSA funding and what they said we will not pay for. And so the other 50% is paid for by PFCs, passenger facility charges, and there's no local property taxes involved in this.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
What's the DBE goal on there so far?
It's 25%.
Have you met it?
Yes.
I'll talk to you about that.
All right. Anything else?
Thank you, Mr. Bateman. Item number 11. We are going.